Pope Benedict XVI travels to Amman, Jordan today on the first leg of an apostolic voyage to the Holy Land that he has described as a pilgrimage of peace in support of the Christian community there. The main appointments of the Jordanian leg of his pilgrimage include a meeting with diplomats and Muslim leaders and Mass with the nation's Christian community in Amman's International Stadium. The director of Polish language programming at Vatican Radio, Jesuit Father Joseph Polak, is in Amman ahead of the Holy Father's arrival and spoke with his journalistic colleague, the head of the Jordanian Petra press agency, Ramadan Rawasheda, about Jordanians' expectations for the visit.
The visit itself by the Pope, His Holiness the Pope Benedict XVI, to the Holy Lands in Jordan means to us many things, because this papal visit to Jordan is a great chance for Jordanians, Muslims and Christians to see the Pope and to hear from him, and at the same time, this is a historic visit to the Christian sites through East Jordan River, and this is the second papal visit during 9 years to Jordan, and it means a lot for His Majesty the King, the government, and the people of Jordan, Christians and Muslims, and it means a lot for us as press workers and media workers, because we see it a great opportunity to hear and to see the Pope.
What are the hopes you are connecting to this visit? What can it bring to Jordania?
First of all, you know that Jordania is the land of coexistence between Muslims and their brothers, the Christians, and you know that the Christianity is not new in Jordan. It was before Islam itself. There was a great tribes who were Christians in Jordan, and we live together in the same village. In the same tribe, you find Christians and you find also Muslims. It means to us a great things, first of all, from religious point of view, and second, from historical point of view, and third, from tourist point of view, because we think that hundreds and thousands, or maybe 10,000 or more from the Christians will come from Lebanon, Iraq, the Holy Land in Palestine, and the other Arab countries near Jordan. And this will lead also to make the visit itself as a beginning to another tourist visits from the Christians all over the world.